It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Follow the show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I want to know, where do you guys actually eat at your apartment, at your home, like the place of residence where you live? 3/4 of us grew up, they say in a survey, eating dinner basically every night at the dining room table with our family. And now that's down to less than half of us, according to this new survey. So where the heck are we eating? The top ones in this said the couch in the bedroom were way more popular than the actual dining room table. So I go around the room here on the Joe and Alex Show and I ask you, where are you eating your dinner at, Alex?
In my bed, every night almost.
In your bed?
Yeah, last night went and got Cajun food to go. I picked it up, took it home. I put it all on a plate, crawled into my bed, and I ate it there, right over my down comforter.
Did you crawl under bed with your crawfish?
I think it's chicken mak chu or something like
Bless
that.
You.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a sneeze. That's what it was. So no crawfish, unfortunately.
But do you ever get like anything in your bed, like where it stains or smells?
Yes.
Or juices?
One time I got barbecue from chicken wings on my down comforter cover. Mm-hmm. And it is so hard to get those off and on that I waited weeks to wash it. There was a little barbecue stain.
Did it always smell like that when you pull the cover up? You're like, barbecue?
I didn't smell it, but maybe I was just immune to it. I know that I'm the most disgusting human being on earth. All my boyfriends have talked about how disgusting it is that I crumb in bed.
Yeah, I'm
not to be confused with the different word.
Yeah,
crumb.
No, I crumb a lot too in bed. Like I'm like, what is this like on my back? It's all over. I have to dust it off.
One of my exes literally nicknamed me the crummer because I
the
would
crumb
just
queen.
Leave a pile where I was laying all the time, and I just sweep them off the
and
bed.
Alex is at work too, but. I
never leave my crumbs here. You guys always say that. I never leave a mess here.
I promise you, whenever
Literally
it happens,
never.
We will take a photo. Like, you're eating Rice Krispies, so there's no crumbs. But when you have cookies, you are
I
a cookie
sweep them
crummer.
Off. I take my hand and I sweep them onto
you
the carpet every day.
You. Our old boss, Buster, used to bring
yeah,
that up all
he used
the time.
To say that, and I would tell him, you are literally high.
All right,
you are wrong.
Let's talk to Andrew, 833-JOE-ALEX. Andrew, where are you eating your meal at? I mean, they're saying we're not doing it at the dining room table anymore.
So, I grew up eating my food all over the house, right? So whenever I got married, me and my wife made a pact that we would have our kids and ourselves eat at the table dinner every night. So that's how we do it every night.
It's
we make
still
our
going.
We eat at the table.
You're one of the rare ones.
Wow, it's amazing. What else do you guys do? That's insane.
I didn't even buy a dining room. I don't have a kitchen table or chairs. I have stools at my counter in my apartment. But I didn't even spend the money on the furniture because I knew I wouldn't sit there.
Well,
so it was a waste.
That's what I told Lindsay. The house that we moved into already had like a dining table. If we wanted to, we bought it for like $100. I'm like, do we really need it? And we've never really used it. We've had it like when you came over, Alex, for when my wife was on Jeopardy. We had like a little like viewing party. We had some of the food laid on there, but we could have done it on our counter. We never eat there hardly.
Where do you sit?
This is embarrassing. Usually it's in front of the TV on the couch, which is embarrassing, but like my back's been really bad. I've had a pinched nerve for about a month now on and off. I ended up laying in bed last night eating some Taco Bell.
See, why is this embarrassing?
Alex, you shouldn't be crumbing all over your bed. It's a messy, disgusting thing.
When I grew up as a kid, like we always ate at the kitchen table. And then I remember when I was old enough to go to my friend Sean's house.
Oh, Sean must have been the cool kid.
It was so bizarre to me the first time I saw his entire family eating in the living room, sitting in the sofa, and putting their plates on the coffee table.
Yep, that's what I do.
It was just so bizarre to me, but now, after that, it was like normal.
Did you think that was cool, though? Like, or were you like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, what a trashy family.
For like a second, I thought trashy, but then I was like, no, this is so cool.
Did your grandma's, because my grandma was like, oh, this is the coolest, like, she probably saw it like on the TV shows, like HSN or QVC. I remember it was so cool going to visit my grandma, and she had one of those things where you could sit on the couch or the chair, and like it slides the food right there, you know, like a TV dinner kind of a style setup. I'm like, grandma's the coolest. Like I remember she used to make me like grilled cheese and tomato soup, and I thought like I was a badass, like getting to sit on the couch or the chair, like like built in to pull up right to your gut.
TV tray.
Oh man, yeah, exactly. Living the life.
See, my mom made us sit at the kitchen table every single night, and she always made a homemade meal also every single night. Never grew up going out to eat, which I think is why I'm obsessed with it as an adult, because I love going out since my entire childhood I never got to. And my mom would light candles. She would put on classical music. It
what?
Was so extra. And my brother and I, it would annoy us to no end that she would do that. Like, if there was a night where she would forget to flip on the radio to put on classical music, my brother and I were like, thank God. And then she'd be like, oh, I forgot the radio. She would put that on, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, can we just have one night without it? I just remember in high school being like, can we just have one night without this stupid music?
I'm tired of Mozart with my meatballs, Mom. Dang. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.